Hello, my name is Eduardo Batista, and I'm a master student of engineering physics, leading my thesis work on the development and test of a proof-of-concept microfluidic bacteria sample preparation circuit for magnetic detection at INESC Microsistemas e Nanotecnologias. Traditional magnetic labeling methods typically involve the use of multiple specialized laboratory instruments, resulting in prolonged times in the time frame of hours or days from collection to analysis. This is a significant concern, especially in situations involving biological threats, such as anthrax, tuberculosis, or Legionnaire's disease. Our project addresses this challenge by introducing a microfluidic sample preparation circuit that is very compact, with 19 square centimeters and 50 micrometers in height. The circuit completes the labeling process in no more than 5 minutes, making it suitable for point-of-care applications. Our prototype makes use of three components: a mixer, a magnetic separator, and a separator by dimensions, which magnetically label specific analytes in a sample and purify it. We first made use of simulation to understand the functioning and the physics mechanisms behind each of the components. Finally, we tested the circuit to label polystyrene beads of 2 micrometers with magnetic nanoparticles of 100 nanometers, and analyze the outputs of each component through scanning electron microscopy and energy dispersive spectroscopy. In the two inlets, we introduce both the suspension of analytes we wish to label and the suspension of magnetic nanoparticles. They first enter the mixer, where, with multiple obstacles spanning across a length of 640 mm, the two suspensions mix, allowing for the magnetic nanoparticles to attach to the analyte. Simulations show that a mixing efficiency nearing 100% is achieved in the mixer. Some results from testing with bead labeling confirm that there is, in fact, nanoparticle attachment to the beads. Then, for the magnetic separator, we simulated the paths that a 2 micrometer bead labeled with some number of 100 nanometer magnetic nanoparticles would follow when a magnetic field is present, and show that beads labeled with more than 440 magnetic nanoparticles are deflected to continue in the flow circuit. From testing, EDS analysis confirmed the presence of 5 times more iron content in the sample from the outlet, leading to a dead pad, than the one from the waste outlet. Finally, the separator by dimensions was simulated and showed that the particle separation for this design occurs for particles with diameter greater than 7.5 micrometers. Some images from labeled beads, single magnetic nanoparticles, and magnetic nanoparticles aggregates from the two outlets showed no visible difference between the samples, as suggested by the simulations. Overall, we've shown the efficiency of the mixer to be greater than 99% and of the magnetic separator to be greater than 80%. Both by simulation and experimental testing. In the future, we plan to implement a new design for the separator by dimensions, optimized to separate 2 micrometer labeled beads from single magnetic nanoparticles and magnetic nanoparticle aggregates, and to test the old circuit with biological samples. Thank you for listening, and I am happy to further discuss my work with you during the conference.